calling Central Leasing and 4-Hour Funding. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To speak with...
This is Bernie.
Hi, Bernie. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I work for Dean over here. He forwarded me your email. Is now an okay time?
Yes, I recognize the name of the company.
All right, great. It's Bank of Cardiff. I just wanted to learn a little about the programs you had and see where, you know, we could potentially send you some files. We don't have anything right now that I'm thinking of. I just kind of want to understand your attitude towards trucks, what makes you different, and time and business requirements. And
well, I sent out a package. Do you have that?
I do. I do have it. I think I got the, I don't know if there's an attachment on it. I just wanted to kind of ask you a few questions if that was okay, because I don't have the attachment.
Oh, okay, fine. No problem. Go ahead.
Are you, I know interstate and interstate, two very different animals. Do you do both?
Well, we do. We started out doing none of it, and then the program of 4-Hour is so revolutionary. Our underwriters said to us, well, you know, let's keep you at 27.5, you know. And then our portfolios performed very well. They increased it up to 50. And then we bugged them about putting in the intrastate, which would mean that a trucker who doesn't have an interstate license, there's a very specific breakdown between those that are that are inside of a state and those that can cross the lines. So
correct.
And so we started as an intrastate carrier, and that was mostly delivery trucks bunch of garbage trucks and things like that that stay inside the state. Then just fairly recently, we added over-the-road vehicles, mostly owner-operators, which is the third rail of equipment financing, really, to be honest with you.
No, I do. I know it's something people want to touch. We have a lot of different sources and programs. I just had a question. So the interstate, it's awesome. So number one, to do an interstate trucker, you said owner-operator. Does someone need a fleet, or how many vehicles do they currently need to own to qualify?
It's right there in the program. Do you have the program itself?
Let's see if I do. Maybe I can answer a lot of these questions without...
let me see. I'm trying to think of when I sent it out. It's probably beforehand. Let me get your file out.
I got, like, a whole email, but I don't know if there's an attachment.
There was an attachment, and maybe I better send that to you, Okay. And then we talk. I'm trying to get the file out now. Hold on one second. That's the Bank of Cardiff.
Because I have this, like, picture of a truck and short haul or long haul. I just don't know what the requirements are.
Oh yeah, you must have pulled it off of the attachment itself then.
Well, an email was forwarded.
Maybe what I should do is resend you the thing, which is a complete package.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then we talk.
Great.
Yeah. And I think that's probably what we should do. I'll take care of that today. And now let me just see where I send it, okay?
You can just send it to grant@bankofcardiff.com, and he can forward it over to me. That's GRANT at Bank of Cardiff.
Grant at Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, because I think I talked to him. He replaced a young lady, if I remember.
Maybe you talked to Leslie in the past.
Yeah. And what is your name?
Ruben Goldstein.
And it's R?
It's Ruben Goldstein. It's R like Ruben, yeah.
R, spell it out for me. R-U-B-E-N, is it?
Yeah, R-U-B-E-N, correct. Then G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. My email is rgoldstein@bankofcardiff, but I get so inundated.
Well, let me send it directly to you. Okay, it's rgoldstein@bankofcardiff.com. Mm-hmm. I'll send it directly to you, okay?
Perfect. Can you copy Grant on that as well?
Copy home, Grant?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do. I'll send it to both of you straight, so you both get the attachment.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, sometimes, of course, the attachments get removed by the security system, as you know. And that always presents a problem for me. I always call up right away once I send it to somebody to see that they got the whole thing, you know.
No worries.
So, okay. Very good. Yeah, we're going very cautiously in this owner-operator area. We've booked, I don't know, 5 or 6 deals since then in that area. We want to be cautious. As you know, if you've been in that business for a while, when you really get down to it, these guys operate, they truck for somebody, and we had one the other day, and he needed a new truck. He only had one. He needed a new truck right away, and when you really got down to it, he averaged about $1,000 a month in the bank account.
Gotcha. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
I'm sorry, somebody was just leaving and I was telling them I needed something.
No worries.
In any event, yeah, as we turned it out, we found out the guy just had an average balance of 1,000. Here he wanted about 50,000. And it just didn't make any sense whatsoever.
I think we see a lot of guys that have one or two trucks. They want to get a second or third truck that have a few hundred thousand a year in sales and want about an 80 grand truck and could put, you know, be anything between 5 to 20 grand down. Is that something in your wheelhouse?
We can do something like that, yeah. And then your approach is very conservative to take an equity position, make them take an equity position in the truck itself, you know. And we can do something like that.
Okay, perfect.
We will do anything that makes sense credit wise. We're good credit people here, and if it makes sense, then that's what we'll do. You know, because that area is just, as I said to you at the beginning of this, it's like a third rail. You know.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to have anyone sell you on how good the deals are.
Yeah, I understand. All right, very good. I'll take care of that this afternoon.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.